The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 13, verse 44 to 52. It is on page 210 in the New Testament. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and talked abusively against what Paul was saying. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, "We had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region, but the Jews incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from the region. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The book of John in the New Testament begins this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And this is a testimony of John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. These verses that make up the beginning part of the book of John are very familiar to us. It testifies that God is Word. God is the Word, created the universe with His Word, and the Word come to earth having put on flesh was Jesus Christ. Here the Word is a translation from the Greek word logos. The first Korean translation Bible of the Korean Protestant Church is the Yesu Seonggyo Jeonsa, which was published at Pongchon, Manchuria in 1887. It is also called the Ross Version Bible because missionary John Ross oversaw the translation. In the first Korean translation, New Testament, which was published 123 years ago, the beginning part of the book of John I just read to you is translated as follows. I will modify it to fit today's grammar in reading it. In the beginning was the way, and the way was with God, and the way was God. This way was with God in the beginning, and all things were made through it, and there was nothing that was made which was made without it. There was life in the way, and this life became the light of men, and the light shone in darkness, and the dark places did not know it. The way put on flesh and dwelt among us in abundant grace and truth, and the glory that we beheld was like the glory of the only Son begotten of the Father. The Korean version of the Bible that we currently use has translated logos as maesim, or the Word, while the first Korean New Testament Bible translated logos as do, or the way. It is saying that God is the way of life, and that way, having put on flesh and come to earth, was Jesus Christ who showed that way of life. Personally, as far as the Greek word logos is concerned, I gain a deeper insight from his translation as the way, which was used in the first Korean New Testament Bible 123 years ago, rather than from his translation as the word, which is now commonly used. The word is a familiar term, but one which does not have a distinguishing property. The words of any person who is older than me or holds a higher position becomes a marsim, or a word to me that I must pay attention to, so to speak. So even what I say to myself becomes the word to me. But the do, or the word way, is not a word that can be used for just any person or in any which way one likes. It is a word that is absolutely distinguished in meaning. The word way itself, without anyone forcing us to do so, makes our minds settle down. And this is not totally unrelated to the lives of our ancestors who pursued after the right way from long ago. If the God is the way of life, and Jesus Christ is the one who showed the way through his life, if we believe this, then Christians have to be those who are seekers and who must become toin, or the persons of the way. Not the seekers in the secular sense, I mean, those who go around this way and that, not knowing the true path, but the seekers in the true meaning of the word, the persons of the path who pursue after the way that God has shown us, the way of truth and life that Jesus Christ has shown us through his death on the cross and his resurrection. If we understand that to become Christians means to become the persons of the way, we feel at once solemn while having hope. We become solemn because unless the totality of our life is involved, there is no way that we can become the persons of the way. And we come to have hope because although we have no qualification to be the persons of the way at all, when we pursue the life of a seeker, strengthened by the help of Jesus Christ, who led us to the way in the first place, God, who is the way, will work directly through us, who has become the person of the way. This is the reason for our hope. Apostle Paul, who contracted the endemic disease at Perga, crossed over the rough peaks of Taurus Mountain, risking his life, and went to Pisidian Antioch. At that place, he visited the Jewish synagogue and with his weakened body passed on the gospel. But due to the party of Jewish leaders who became jealous of him, he could no longer preach at the synagogue after just 1 week. But he did not leave Pisidian Antioch, but passed on the gospel to everyone that he met outside of the synagogue. And as a result of this, the words of life began to seep through the city of emperor that was rushing towards death. But the party of Jewish leaders just didn't let Paul be. They incited the women of high standing and leading men of Pisidian Antioch to persecute Paul and Barnabas and expel them altogether from Pisidian Antioch. If so, then as a result of Paul being driven out of the city, did all of the efforts of Paul, who came such a long way with his weakened body, end up in vain like bubbles? Definitely not. This is a testimony of verse 52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Although Apostle Paul was, expelled from the city, the people of Pisidia and Antioch who heard the gospel from Paul lived a life filled with joy and Holy Spirit even after Paul left. How is this possible? If Paul had remained as the violent man who trampled on the church like before, this kind of thing would have never happened, even if Paul had visited Pisidian Antioch hundreds of times. The reason that this was possible was because Paul, who had been a violent man who trampled on the church, had become the person of the way through Jesus Christ, who sought after the way of life of God, the way of truth of God. It is when Paul became the person of the way who pursued after the way of life that could only be gained through self-denial and self-sacrifice that God, the way of life, had worked through Paul, who had become the person of the way. Therefore, the importance of one person becoming the true person of the way within Jesus Christ can never be overemphasized. As of last Sunday, our church marked the 5th anniversary of its founding. In order to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Korean Mission, the Council of 100th Anniversary of Korean Church, which was formed by 20 denominations and 26 Christian institutions in 1981, established 100th Anniversary Memorial Church on July 10, 2005. In doing so, the Council gave two missions to our church. The first was to preserve and maintain the two sacred heritage sites of Korean Protestant Church, Yanghwa-jin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial. In this first mission, to care for these two sacred sites, the mission of inheriting the faith of the ancestors that are associated with these two sacred sites are also included. The second mission was to form a vision for the 200 years of Korean mission. In other words, we were to lay the foundation for the future of Korean church and make it firm, starting from today. If we were to combine these two missions in a single expression, it would be to serve the Korean church, as I spoke last week. Unlike other churches, our church has been given the mission of serving the Korean church in addition to the essential mission of the church to serve the world and to pass on life to the world. As the first step to fulfilling the mission of serving Korean church, during the past 5 years, we spent a total of 7.4 billion won to construct and refurbish Yanghwa-jin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial. And as the result of the volunteer works of countless church members, these two sacred sites have become, true to their reputation, as the most important sacred sites of Korean Protestant Church. Further, as the second step to serving Korean church, we sought to become a channel that sends out the love and life that is in the Lord to the world, and in doing so, we made efforts to contribute to the recovery of faith in Korean church, which had become lost, by facilitating the communication between the church and the outside world through Yanghwa-jin music concerts and Thursday lecture series. And at this hour, it is time for us to think together about the third step that we should take to serve the Korean church. And that step is to make more persons of the way even if it's just one more person to be nurtured by Korean church. Today, there is no place in our society where there is a lack of church or lack of Christian. The reason that the church has become the subject of criticism in society as ours is because although there are many churchgoers, there are only few doin, or the persons of the way, who pursue the way of life of God. There is an expression known as ipan sapan in Korean. It is an expression that is used to describe a situation that has become hopelessly entangled, or a situation where people cling to one another to fight up to the very last moment. But originally, it is an expression that refers to two different orders of monks in Buddhism. If we were to explain who sapansungs are in today's usage, they refer to monks who belong to the administrative order, who are responsible for the management of running of a temple, while ipansungs are the monks who belong to the monastic order, who live in spiritual contemplation. When it is said that Buddhism has become corrupt, it is meant to say that sapansungs, or the monks of the administrative order, have become corrupt. As we come across in news articles or television, the monks who sometimes fight with wooden clubs are all these administrative monks who belong to the secular order. But no matter how much mud fight these sapansungs engage in the world, the reason that Buddhism continues on is because there are ipansungs, or the monks who belong to the monastic order. These are monks who never leave the mountains, immerse themselves in contemplation their whole lives. Ipansungs such as Seungchal, or the Popjang, who have passed away, are respected and revered not only by the followers of Buddhism, but from everyone in our nation. Because of these priests of the monastic order, the true spirit of Buddhism is preserved despite all of the indecency and faults that are exhibited by the monks of the secular order in this world. In Catholic Church, there is also ipan sapan. When it is said that the Catholic Church is corrupt, now the sapans of the Catholic Church are persons such as the bishops or the order of the Catholic Church that relate to the institution of the Catholic Church. When we say there is an ipan of the Catholic Church, it is meant to refer to the monastic order in the Catholic Church. When we say that the Catholic Church is corrupt, it is usually meant that the sapan, or the administrative, the secular arm of the church, has become corrupt. Of course, there were times in history that a Catholic monastery became corrupt, but because of the ipan, or the monastic order of the Catholic Church, the essential nature of the Catholic Church were preserved, notwithstanding serious corruption of the sapan of the Catholic Church, as those who sold tickets for forgiveness of sins back in the Middle Ages. The commonality that we find in the monastic monks, whether they are Catholic monks or the Buddhist priest, is that to them, silent meditation is essential. They know that the truth is contained in the bowl of silence. It is not the case that the Catholic monks and Buddhist priests in the monastic order do not read the holy books because they engage in contemplation. On the contrary, they read the Bible and the holy books of Buddhism more than anyone. But they know that just reading the holy books is not enough. And the content of what they read become etched in their hearts only through the process of silence, and they practice this process. by continually going through this process of silence, they become the Catholic monks and Buddhist priests who are required by their holy books. In this way, in all religions, Ipan, or the monastic order, and silence are inseparably related. But unfortunately, regrettably for the Protestant Church, when the Church went through the Reformation, the Ipan, or the monastic order, was removed. So there is no monastic or the contemplative monks or the monastery who can serve as a spiritual spring for the Protestant Church. Now, there is no document that allows us to confirm why the reformers got rid of the monastic order that surely existed in the history of the Church and that still exists in the Catholic Church tradition. So I think of this, I interpret this in a positive way, that reformers of the Church believe that the monastic tradition and practices cannot be separated from the secular practices sharply divided into two, like cutting something with a knife, but that they must be joined in the life of a Christian. But during the 500 years after Reformation, as a result of the Protestant Church completely disregarding the tradition of monastic order, regrettably, the silence has disappeared from the lives of the Christians, and the Protestant Church, which is just full of words and noises, is not able to escape the spiritual superficiality. The more and more we think about it, this is something that is very regrettable. Therefore, if we were to lay the foundation for the future of the Korean Christian Church, it is for us to help the Christian Church so that everyone within the Church can recover the monastic tradition. So that we not only just say what we want to say to God, but then we recover the monastic practice of listening to what God wants to say to us in silence. There are many ways to help this recovery process, but one of the things that we can think of easily, is to establish a monastery of silence. So far, there have been many houses of prayer and training centers built by the Korean Church, but these are all places used by men to say what they want to say to God, and not a place of silence to listen to God with all of their efforts while not speaking. But if men only speak what they want to say to God and do not listen to God for what the God wishes to say to us, then the spirituality of such person must become more and more lightweight, more superficial. So someone must establish the monastery for silence for the Korean Church, so that whether it's just one day or one week or one month or for one year, there has to be a place, a person who wishes to do so can train in silence and to follow the way. Now, it is when the number of the persons of the way who recovered the character of the monastic order through the period of silence come to be, then God, who is the way himself, will renew the future of the Korean church. But together with this monastic practice of silence, what is needed to form the vision for the 200 years of mission, in other words, what is needed for the future of the Korean church, is to nurture the messenger of the way. As of January 30, 2010, the Korean church has sent 12,485 missionaries to 34 Asian countries, 2,068 missionaries to 40 European countries, 3,167 missionaries to 25 countries in the Americas, 2,055 missionaries to 58 countries in Africa and Middle East, 760 missionaries to 11 countries in the South Pacific, and 1,595 missionaries in other countries. In total, Korean Church has sent 22,130 missionaries to 169 countries. Korea is the country that has sent the most missionaries after the United States to outside world. If we look in terms of the number of the Christians in Korea and the United States, Korea is the country that has sent the most number of missionaries per Christian. And so the Korean Church is very proud of this number and feels a certain pride from it. But it is not the case that the quality of the mission also is equally impressive as the numbers. Of course, there are great missionaries who do wonderful mission work in their field. But there are many more missionaries who are not able to fulfill their mission, or those who create problems in the field. There is actually not a mission field in the six continents that are without problems. And there are many reasons for this. But the biggest reason is that all the believers of the Protestant Church think of mission too lightly. As I've said before, personally, I do not believe using the word mission or sungyo in Korean is appropriate or is biblical. Sungyo is a word that means to proselytize or to evangelize and to spread one's religion widely. Therefore, it is too easy to think of mission as spreading the system and doctrines of Christianity widely. So regardless of the person who is receiving the gospel, a person who is more successful in spreading the Christianity widely is regarded as being and is respected as successful. But what the Christians must pass on is not the system of Christianity that men have made or the doctrines of a particular denomination that has become divided among Catholic Church, the Eastern Church, the Episcopal Church, and the Protestant Church by men. What Christians must pass on is the way that Jesus Christ has shown us through his death on the cross and the resurrection, the way of life of God, the way of truth of God. This is the way that we must pass on. Therefore, the person who passes on the way should not become a missionary, but a 전도인, or the messenger of the way. He should first become the person who seeks after that way and show others the way by living it in their lives. If this is understood, we come to know that the word short-term mission used commonly by the Korean Church is not an appropriate biblical expression. Now, there could be a short-term service by Christians, but a short-term mission is impossible in the sense of the word, because there is no way for a person to become a person of the way within a short time. These days, Christians refer to Apostle Paul of the Acts as a missionary. But in a very strict sense, Apostle Paul is not a missionary. Apostle Paul had never once tried to spread his so-called religion that was made up by men. What Apostle Paul, risking his life, tried to deliver by going all over the Mediterranean world was the way of life that God showed him. He was not a missionary, but he was a 전도인, or the messenger of the way. Therefore, the Korean church, for the future of the Korean church and for the future of men, must from now on must nurture not missionaries but messengers of the way who will live as the seekers who pursue after the way of Jesus Christ. If this is not done, then the Korean church will forever just engage in the empty and hollow game of numbers of missionaries who are dispatched overseas. And the Korean church will not be able to become the church of the Acts that regenerates this world. As I've said so far, if the challenges of each Christian becoming the person of the way who recovered the character of Ipan, and to nurture the messenger of the way who can pass on the way of God to the others, are the tasks that are given to the Korean church of this age, then we come to understand that these are also the tasks given to our church, which has been founded to serve the Korean church. Now, our church, as the third step to help the Korean church recover the character of monastic order, the monastic character, what we will do is to make efforts to establish a monastery of silence. How and when and where our church can do this, we still do not yet know. But if these are the directions, are the correct directions, and they comply with the true, these are the true providence of God, which He wishes to fulfill through us as His instruments, then I believe that God will guide us Himself by His methods in the same way that He has guided us so beautifully during the 5 years to enable us to meet to fulfill the task. What is important for us at this hour today is for each one of us who make up the 100th anniversary Memorial Church to become a person of the way who seek after the way of God and the messengers of the way who passes on the way in our lives. Let's think about how Apostle Paul must have felt as he was being expelled from Pisidian Antioch, as we read in today's passage. Although he was physically chased away from there, wouldn't his heart have arisen like the bird in flight with joy as he thought about the fact that many people there became able to live a life filled with the joy and Holy Spirit because he was there? The reason that it was possible this became true was because he, who once had trampled on and turned back on the truth had become the person of the way in Jesus Christ. Through the decades of Ipan, or the monastic training, and also became the messenger of the way. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us not commit the foolishness of just remaining as mere readers of God's words. But let us become the Ipans who know how to be silent before God in order to listen to the voice of God, to distinguish the providence of God for this age and for us. Before we try to do God's work, let us first become the persons of the way who pursue after the way of life and truth that God has shown in Jesus Christ, and become the messengers who show that way through our lives. It is then that we will be able to live the life filled with joy and Holy Spirit every day, because God, who is the way of life, will work directly through our lives as we become the persons of the way. God is the way of life, the way of truth, the way of love, and the way of light. Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, came to this earth and showed the way himself through his life. Not only did he show us the way, but through his death on the cross and resurrection, he became the pathway by which we can arrive at the way. For anyone who comes to dwell in Jesus, Jesus became the Savior who personally guides him to follow and walk on the way. However, all this while, rather than trying to become a person of the way, I have lived only as a user of the power of Jesus. So although I come to church every week, no work of life has occurred, not only in my life, but also in another's life because of me. I repent my ignorance and faults before you. Please forgive me. Allow all of us now to not only remain as the readers of God's words, but learn the way of silence, to listen to God who speaks to us through the words. Before we try to do God's work, allow us first to become the person of the way who seek after the way of life that is in the Lord, and to become the messengers who pass on that way through our lives. Allow all of us to become Apostle Paul of this age, who faithfully do all for the tasks God has given us, to nurture yet even one more person of the way for the future of the Korean church, and thereby, in Jesus Christ, allow us the joy of regenerating the Korean church, which is full of Sapan, the secular order, and living as Ipan, the monastic order, who bring light to this darkened world. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.